What a scene it must have been that day to see our Lord ascend to the top of the mountain, to seat himself and begin to teach his disciples the things according to his will. We see this great sermon recorded for us in the book of Matthew chapter 5. Today we're going to discuss together some of the more familiar verses perhaps, verses 14 through 16. Notice there what Jesus says. He says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus here is teaching his followers the example that we must be setting for those that we are around all the time. He begins by saying we must be like that city that is set on a hill. I can remember as a young boy traveling to my grandparents. We often would leave our home when Dad got off work, and we would travel some distance to get to Grandpa and Grandma's house. And I can remember traveling at night, and we would come and we would see these cities, and each one I would ask, "Is that theirs? Is that theirs?" And how joyous it was when we finally got to the gloom that showed it was their city. And that was our destination. That's where we were reaching. We were traveling in darkness, but then we saw the light that was their city. Jesus says, as his followers, that's how we must be to those who are in a world lost in darkness. We have to be those who are shining forth as good examples, those who are striving to do his will. He says there in verse 15 that we cannot be like those who are light placed under a basket where their light is concealed. No, he says you can't keep it for yourself. You have the good news. You have to then go and proclaim it to others. My friend, that's what Jesus has told us to do. Be like those lights that are placed on that lampstand that are giving light to everyone and whom they come in contact with. That's what we must be about. That's what we must be striving to do. But Jesus says, we don't do this for our glory. We don't do this for others to look to us. We do these things because it is simply our duty to do them. He says, we are to let our light shine. We are to be good examples. We are to be those that the world can see as who are followers of him to the glory of the Father. We are doing what we must be doing. And in the end, people are going to see that we are doing what we should be, but we're going to be bringing glory to the one in whom it is deserving of it. And that is the Father. Notice how Peter notices this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Again, to those who are called Christians or followers of Jesus, he says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people." Listen, "that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." As those who have been called out of darkness, may we then shine as light to those who continue to be in darkness. Are you doing what is your duty to do? Are you giving that good example that others need to see in you?